Whenever you're ready, burp. As if on cue.
I didn't get it on John Delancey. He would have been offended, and I, quite frankly, have to be a fan to do that.
I thought my humor was dated.
Yeah.
Timely as the today's headlines.
Okay.
I'm up on the headlines.
You're high on life. Okay, let me start this then.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 66th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for March 2017. In this episode, we have Adeptoprep with some special guests. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast, episode 66. My name's Jack.
I'm Rob.
And let's get this started. We got a good one. It's going to be a... we got some special treats, so just hold on to your hats.
A star-studded affair, some might even say.
Some would. I would chastise them for banting around a phrase, an oft-used phrase, but that's neither here nor there. Anyways, let's start with the news.
Okay, we got some news. We have, once again, it's Star Saga news. It seems Star Saga is the thing that's pumping out the news lately.
The new hotness.
Yep. And we got some 3D sculpts of some Star Saga guys. The first one is the exclusive Blaine miniature. And he's looking Blaney with a cape. And I think every Kickstarter, his shoulder pads get bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the mid-80s. The thing is, the first Blaines came out, he was regal and dignified, standing pretty almost like a statue. The miniature was even smaller than the normal people. It was pretty, yeah. He's getting more and more garish, more and more bold.
Yeah. This one is you can see the pictures, as always, on deadzonegame.podbean.com or the YouTube channel. But I'll describe this one. He is a Blaine, once again, just like the Warpath Kickstarter Blaine. He's in Peacekeeper armor. But this time he's got bigger shoulder pads and his gun, the Warpath one is same gun, but this one, it looks like he just shoved a head of a dead animal on top of a rifle. Does it not look like he just shoved a rifle through a head of a dead animal?
Like a Skeksis.
He did. He used a Skeksis head as a decoration for his gun. And he's...
Oh, little Garflings.
That's disturbing. And he's got an energy blade. It looks like he killed a peacekeeper, took his armor. Or he bought the armor legitimately off the Forge Fathers, one or the other.
He got those shoulder pads by tearing the back end off of a 57 Chevy.
It's true. They do look like something. I just can't put my finger on it. They're like giant versions of the peacekeeper ones, maybe? Is that what it is? Anyways, he's garish, but I like him. And next up, we have another 3D sculpt of one of the nameless monsters from Star Saga. He's like a souped-up Project Oberon there. He looks more like the guy from Dreadball, one of the MVPs, the nameless MVP.
He looks dynamite. He looks fantastic. If the final product looks anything like that, and hopefully not made in metal, but... It looks anything like that with that big hard point shoulder thing on him, the
predator like beam gun on his shoulder.
Yeah, with the
the straight on shot of him looks like he Swamp Thing. That's what I thought.
Yeah, a bit in the mouth. He looks like Cthulhu, Swamp Thing, and the nemesis from one of those Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I've never seen them, but I know the one of the guys has a squid face.
Davy Jones, yep. Oh. I think we discussed this before. I feel like deja vu here. I think we've discussed that before.
You know no top hat monocle, though. Deja vu is?
What's that?
Hey, you know what the best way to break deja vu is?
What's that?
Hey, you know the best way to break deja vu is?
You're driving me insane!
Don't drive angry.
And we also have some other concept pictures from Star Wars Saga. The first one is of a Asterion Kalishi, and he's got a pet bird. And the pet bird even has a little chest plate. No, look at him. It's, once again, Kalishi is showing a little bit too much skin for my tastes, but if you put a bodysuit on that guy, he might look pretty cool.
Yeah, he looks a little more in place. He's still out of sync with the rest of the universe, the Kalishi just seemed to be, but not my thing. You're the one who's now part space elf. You're the one who's drank the Asterion Kool-Aid. What do you think?
I have. I do like him. I'm not sure about the little skulls on his shoulders. It's like he killed his... That's his past pets. Every time they die, he shoves a piece of them on his shoulders. But, yeah, it's fun. It's a little, yeah, a little too space elfy for me, but the Kalishi, it's on the edge. But like you say, he's got a little bit more armor now. He looks a lot more armored. If you put a bodysuit instead of showing his quite beefy calves and biceps, if you just made that black and made it look like a bodysuit, imagine that in your mind's eye. I think he'd be much cooler looking.
Yeah.
And next we have from the newest Dreadball Kickstarter, there was a sumo faction of, they're like sumo, reptiles, and now it looks like they're coming into Star Saga. He is a sumo reptile with a big gun.
I like that armor.
It's very oriental. It almost reminds me of an Oni.
Yeah, the mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very, Chinese. Yeah, but even the swoops and the armor, just the lines of the armor and the way the bottom fits with the kind of loincloth-esque, all of it kind of says Asian inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool, and it's a new race, which we love new races in Dead Zone. Hopefully, he will be maybe not a Reb, maybe something else. Maybe he's a friend of the Asterions or something, like another race. But because I think that the Rebs shouldn't be just the catch-all for all the different alien species.
Yeah. Like I can see how, obviously I can't see his face, but I can see how he's going to be a distinctly different race. It's not like he's a orc with a attitude no. like that.
Yeah.
But it would be nice if not every other race got lumped in.
Yeah. Something. And also, speaking of Star Saga, they have announced that the playtesting has started for it. And we know that later on we'll be talking to someone who's interested in that playtesting. But the links to the beta rules are going to be in the show notes, as well as a survey you take after you play so they can get your feedback. So that's cool. So Star Saga is marching forward. And hopefully all these guys will have Dead Zone rules. They promised. They promised, Jack.
Well, for their own good, it would be in their best interest to make everything compatible and everything cross-promotional and everything like that. The only reason I could see them not doing it immediately is because they're taking their time to make sure that, you know, it's done right.
Yeah.
That's a reasonable excuse. If you design something for one game and you're like, well, it's going to take a little time to see how it fits into the others. Well, I'll accept that.
I will not. They better come out the day that the Star Saga ships, it better have rules for Dead Zone.
Okay, well.
And with that, we'll take a break. We'll be right back, and we will introduce you to our special guests.
Dreadpath Zone. Dreadpath Zone is a YouTube channel dedicated to the Warpath universe by Mantic Games. Dead Zone, Warpath, Firefight, Dreadball, and Star Saga battle reports, unboxings, how-tos, and much, much more. Full of banter, ridiculous dice rolls, and the love for the hobby. So go check out Dreadpath Zone on YouTube or Facebook, and remember, keep rolling eights.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
So much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
Okay, welcome to Dead Zone the Podcast. We're having these special guests here today. I'm Rob, this is Jack.
Say something, and I'm Jack.
And who else we got here? One of you speak.
No one. We have no one here. No, we do have people here, and I am one of them. I am Tyler from Dreadpath Zone and the Third Sphere podcast.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I'm Coach, FamilyGamer777, also the Third Sphere podcast, also the award-winning team building exercise.
Ooh. We won an award?
Just write that on the bottom and people will think we did and it'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't think self-proclaimed awards count for that, but...
Tyler? Shh.
Coach, I see someone's behind you. Who's that hiding behind you?
Actually, I got. We're a packed house here tonight.
Yeah, I'm here too. It's Andrew, also Family Gamers.
Yes, excellent.
Can't forget that.
and unfortunately, Andrew... Well, unfortunately for everybody except Jack, Andrew left the cage open.
Whoop. Yeah, I'm here too. Georgie, of course. You all know me probably. Hi, how are you, Jack?
I'm doing A-OK, Georgie, and the latest team building exercise, you were fantastic, and I'm certain that you'll be rewarded handsomely for that hard work and effort.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now let's break it down, guys. What do you think, the awards or the Marauder episode? Which is your favorite?
Awards for sure.
Well, that's from someone who's not on the show, so that's I believe that better.
Yeah. You guys don't count. Only I count here. And I would say the award show, which was basically a Marauder show as well because of your commander selections and someone who's opening all the envelopes, who shall not be named, Georgie, kind of rigged it, I think, just slightly.
Yeah, no,
I don't have any solid evidence of that, but it seemed like none of the nominees won any of the categories.
Yeah, now, Tyler... You're going to Adepticon, right?
Indeed.
Just be careful.
See, that's way scarier than an actual threat, you know? Someone who says they're going to kill you whispers it. And that was, yeah, yikes, okay.
When you're crossing the hall, just look both ways.
What's he driving?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with Georgie today.
Yeah, he is. He's a rancious guy.
Once he gets into the dog food, he gets a little haywire.
Yeah, what do I know?
Maybe send him down to the store to pick up some tomatoes.
Yeah, but... the woman looks at me funny.
Oh, does she?
and then Jack, he comes back, he gets all piss-eyed, so.
Oh.
Thanks for setting that up, pal. I wasn't going to let... Wasn't going to let that go.
No, you can't. You can't.
So, Adepticon's coming up. That's why we have you guys on here. We did the first half of this interview up on your Third Sphere podcast. Episode 2, will it be?
It will be episode 2, yes. I think it's coming out right now, the same day as this episode.
Perfect. So, yep. So, do go and check them out at thethirdsphere.podbean.com, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
You have to have the in there. But this one we're going to talk about. That one we were talking about what we're excited about at Adepticon. I think this one we're going to talk about our social lives, because all of us, all five of us in this current call right here, are going to be sharing a room at Adepticon.
Georgie doesn't count.
You mean the six of us?
No, it'd be 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, there's six of us. I meant to count, Georgie. I didn't. Okay. I forgot there's actually six of us. So, now, yeah, Georgie will be sleeping in the tub, probably. But
Rob, you see what you did?
Rob? Rob, I don't know what to do anymore. You didn't count me for the room, and now I'm sad.
Now I got a freaking crying goblin on my hands. You know, this is going to go on all night, man. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for having a caged goblin. You bought him. Now you have to, you're responsible for him.
I'm stuck with him. Yeah. Well, they did say it was a lifetime endeavor, so I guess I'm stuck with him.
Yep.
Well, you know, his survive is only 6+, so the life expectancy is probably not great.
Yeah, and I fight on a 7.
So if I were to fight him, I think I have a good chance at,
humans fight on a 6, though, don't they? So it's not that much of an advantage.
It's better. It's better than a 7.
Yeah, but Tyler rolls on a 9.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Man, Georgie has it out for me today.
Well, he's got some. Well, Georgie's got some fire today. All yeah. right. I told you, once he gets in that dog food, I'm telling you, he gets all hyped up.
He's wound up. So we'll be at the AdeptCon, staying together. We're all excited about that. We're going to have some fun times. We're going to try to invent some drinking rules, which we will publish once they're finalized. And we'll be playing lots of Dead Zone, but none of that is important. What's important is, what else do you want to see at AdeptCon? I know, Tyler, you wanted to talk about some terrain. You were excited about terrain?
Yeah, I definitely am, because that's the thing that really got me into wargaming in general, is just seeing awesome terrain and all the terrain boards and stuff like that, and there's no better place than Adepticon for that, because I remember just looking at those videos years and years ago of seeing like a giant orc, it was like a battleship thing that they were playing 40k on. It was like the size of, it was like 6x12 or something ridiculous. So I'm really excited for all the display boards and all the detail and all the things that go along with all the terrain, because that really gets me going. So I'm really excited to see all that stuff.
Yep, and we did see quite a few. We were there 2 years ago. We saw quite a few good boards. Jack, you were saying about Saga. You love those ones?
Yeah. I'll take it or leave it. See, it's only funny if you don't know that we were talking before the show, and I was saying how I thought they were fantastic, and I was telling Tyler about how great they were, and then knowing how Rob, I can picture his face, that his just jaw dropped, maybe his fingers tensed up on his mouse a little bit,
the eyes rolled, head.
There's much more of a head shaking. There was a lot of head shaking going on. That's
for yeah, sure. I know, but. You know what was also the Saga? The boards were fantastic. We saw Infinity and Malifaux. Some of them were really good. There was one. I think it was Infinity. It was like a toy board, but it had like stuffed animals and stuff.
No, that was Malifaux.
Malifaux.
Yeah.
But remember those big wooden ships? It was a.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's you know what that is? That's the game, A Fistful of Semen.
Okay.
that's Jack. I mean. I would go for, you know me, I'm not below going for the cheap laugh, but that's the actual name of the game that they played. The one with the pirate ships. And then it's cool because they put that blue, let's say, I don't know, a blue tile on the floor, on the table, excuse me. And then they take a drop ceiling clear, you know, the thing that the light passes through. I don't know what to call it, that, you know, the piece of plastic. And then when you put that on top of the blue, it almost looks like an ocean. And then that's how they play that game.
And it was actually a huge board.
Come to think of that, I actually did that back in the day when I was playing 40K. I made a 6x4 table, and I painted the bottom light blue. Then I put those big fluorescent sheets like you're talking about on the top, and it looked like ice. Right. So.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Like you turn it upside down where it's not the smooth part. It's the other part, and it's... You know,
yeah,
you can go to town with that.
And yeah, okay, cool. I'm really excited to see all the creative stuff like that. Like, you know, what you guys were just saying, the toy boards and all the wacky stuff. It's going to be awesome to see.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of fun.
You know what's also cool? Like when they do, other than the 40K regular tournament, the 40K narrative. And those guys go to town because they build a mission around the story, and then they build a terrain around the story and the mission. So, you know, if you're, let's say you're attacking the Hall of Magnus, the Hall of Magnus is going to be there, and surrounding the Hall of Magnus will be all the terrain that goes with it. So that's always cool to see.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We have to do we should do like the Hall of Georgia or something like that.
What do I know?
It would just be a cardboard box.
Andrew, you never got to be on the Warpath show. What are you most excited about, AdeptCon? You never got to say.
I don't know. Anything to do with the Rebs.
You're obsessed.
I am completely obsessed with the Rebs now. They're just so good.
Well, it would be the Rebs Elite List more.
Well,
than...
yes. Okay. Yes, the Elite List is amazing.
Well, you can tell he's my son because you know what's the greatest fact, the greatest model in the Rebs is.
The what?
Well, what's your favorite model to play in the Rebs when you make your list? What is it full of?
Oh, it's just filled with Saphirs and Teratons.
Yep. Yeah, we watched that battle report you just did against the Asterians. That was a good show. People should watch it.
I started it. I haven't finished it yet, but I really like the seeing all the sphere in action was pretty cool because I've seen the models and pictures, but it's different seeing it on video. They look really great. So,
well, the next thing is going to be the two sphere snipers that are going to make their appearance very soon.
Nice.
Yep, just as regular Rebs.
Yeah, so because when you think about it, even the troopers and the Rebs are just troopers. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to be human troopers. They, you know, they don't have to be the Obi-Wans. They really could be any race that's a trooper, you know, that decides to show up and become part of the rebellion. So
Sorak. Yep. Sorak.
Yeah, Jack was excited about finally get to use Sorak since they suck normally, but you can use them as regular troops.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There's no – that's the one thing about the Rebs. I think that's what drew Andrew to it. It was so diverse in what you can play.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. I do like – I was like, oh, it's just a bunch of different aliens. Like, I want to know the stories of each alien, like where, like what planet they come from and stuff like that. I just – I find that really interesting.
So when we play Dead Zone at Adepticon, we know what Andrew's going to be playing.
Well, now I guess I have to change it.
Change Ooh. It up.
I strategy. It'll be all Rebs.
Change it up a little bit. Instead of taking like four Saphirs, I'll take five.
Wow. Big change.
Big change.
He's like me, lives on the edge.
But we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be recording a lot of stuff. I think Andrew and I will be recording the Dead Zone tournament. So we'll have to, that'll be up on Family Gamer 777, I'm sure.
Maybe we could set you guys up and we do some kind of like a sports show. Like after round one, you can kind of go to the board and stuff. No, I'm serious. We'll do it. I'll edit the video. You guys just, you know, talk about it. Maybe grab some interviews and just, you know, you guys go to town, man. And then, you know, me and Tyler will be in the thick of it. And then Jack will be probably looking for Uncle Adam.
Or buying Reaper paint.
Both. I'll be mingling. I'll be schmoozing. I'm looking forward to meeting people. That's the thing. I'm hoping that if you listen to either of these podcasts, if you know who we are, that you come up to me and say, "Hey, how's it going?" I'll give you a hearty handshake, a hug, possibly. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I can't wait to hug you, Jack.
George. Aww. All George has been talking about is hugging Jack.
Well, that's the first hug that I'm giving out right there. Some people might have to wait.
So he talks about hugging Jack and then talks about threatening me. I don't know what to think about all that.
There is a dichotomy in the room right now.
Yeah, Jack gets a open-armed big bear hug, and I get, you better watch your back when you look away. So I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, I like to roll 8 trains, so you better be careful.
Oh, the 8 train coming down on you, Tyler. That's what's happening.
That's all right. I have video evidence of me 8 training plenty.
when you cross the tracks, just be careful of the 8 train.
Once the drinking rules get involved, though, every time you're exploding 8s, it's going to be a shot. So you guys are going to be handicapped dead pretty quickly.
Poor. I think out of everybody, Tyler's not going to be able to walk.
That may be you the plan. What?
Now, I was just wondering, once we do, since we, you know, as we've let it out of the bag that we are all bunking together this particular Adepticon, which is going to be insane.
It's going to get crazy.
When we do video the stuff going on, let's say in the room of playing Dead Zone, probably in the wee hours, will there be an uncensored version of that? Because I know that not me. But I know some of the other guys might not have a governor when it comes to some liquid courage.
Dead Zone After Dark.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
DAD right there.
DAD.
Nice.
Or Dead Zone Extreme After Dark.
Yeah, we should just call it Dead Zone Extreme with an X, just like Dreadball.
That's right.
Ooh,
that might be getting a little sexual at that point.
It's like the mid '90s.
Yeah, I'm a
extreme.
I'm out. No, Dead Zone Skinemax. That's just not happening.
No.
It is important to note that we are going to be safe and that our hotel is within walking distance.
Yes, no driving.
Or stumbling distance.
Yeah.
Or stumbling distance, whatever. It depends on a lot of factors.
I could just see us, like, you know, walking back to the hotel and was just, oh, you know, that was a good game. Hey, Jack, you know, I was really great to actually play in Dead Zone. And no, you know, Tyler, that was awesome. What's that noise? You hear that? And we open the door and there's like a house party going on and Georgie's just like spinning records and swinging from the chandelier and whatnot.
We have to keep an eye on that one. We don't want our security deposits ruined.
Yeah.
You're bringing the kennel, right?
Yeah, I'll bring the cage. But the, you know, the worst part is when you bring Georgie is, Georgie not himself, it's when his wife, the Hulk, when she gets her ire up, it's not a good time.
Well, actually, X.
Oh,
breaking news.
Yeah, I gotta talk to her. She actually lives in Chicago.
Uh
oh. Oh boy.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm gonna be mad the entire time.
And apparently he's gonna take it all out on me, I have to look forward to.
Tyler, you know, he's got you in his sights, but don't worry about it. They only have a 7-up fight, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but 5-up shoot, so I'm
that's still pretty bad.
You do have to be worried about it.
And they're so short that you won't be able to get the line of sight on you anyway, Tyler. Don't worry.
That's true.
If you really want to know a lot about goblins, check out our last team building exercise where, ironically enough, Georgie with the 6-up survive. Is it 6-up or 7?
6, I believe.
It's 6-up, 7 fight, and 5 shoot.
Yeah, so with a 6-up survive, sung a song by Survivor. So that was pretty ironic, I think.
That's true. That was a highlight, that's for sure.
It was. I can't tell you how many times I've listened to it. And I was sitting next to the guy when he recorded it.
I hope we can find a karaoke bar around there somewhere. Maybe we can get some extra tracks out of it.
Yeah, I was rising up to the challenge of a 7 fight, so it was pretty good.
It was original, I'll give you that.
So, yeah, we're going to have all that fun. We're going to be playing lots of Dead Zone. Maybe, I don't know, Warpath, it's the problem with Warpath is I don't think any of us will have enough miniatures to play that, right?
Au contraire, mon frère.
I'm pretty sure I'll be able to swing it.
me and Tyler will be playing a Warpath game. Breaking news that, Tyler, we've been challenged by none other than Bill from Terrainaholic. He wants to play a little Warpath with us.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's awesome. Let's do it. I'm all for it.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. I figured it's
breaking to me too.
I'll break it on the Dead Zone the podcast because it's probably the better of the two podcasts. So I want to make sure everybody hears that. But yeah, I think that we're gonna figure out a list, a numbered list to bring that's not gonna break the back of the person carrying it, and then we'll get some Warpath going. Actually, in another breaking news, Jack said that he would like to play Warpath with us. So I think that's even more earth-shattering than anything else.
Wow.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to tell Rob that. That was all done behind the scenes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was – you've let the cat out of the bag there.
I was excited. I would like to be taught how to play Warpath also, so I would love to see that then, guys.
You didn't hear anything, Rob.
I don't listen to you guys the best of times, so it's true.
Well, you know what? The segment Combat Protocols on Warpath, on our Warpath podcast, the Third Sphere, we're going to be going in depth into how to play Warpath. So we're approaching it as someone who didn't, you know, someone who really doesn't know how to play Warpath or is thinking about picking it up. We're going to go over that. So,
excellent.
Yeah, and actually listening to it and Tyler and I going back and forth, I'm really picking up a lot out of that, and my game is actually getting a lot better. So, you know, Dead Zone is the game, but I'm really looking forward to playing some good Warpath when we get there.
Cool. And speaking of celebrities, is there Coach knows a lot of people. Tyler, is there anybody that you are interested in meeting that Coach will probably hook you up with meeting them?
Oh, man, that's tough. I've always wanted to meet Terrainaholic because he's such a intense fan, especially in the comments and stuff, lots of capital letters and lots of exclamation points. So I'm all for that. And plus, I've been watching his videos for years. I didn't even know he played Mantic Games until he subscribed to the channel. So I'm excited for that for sure.
You want to know something? And Tyler, that's a given, man. That's no problem. I already spoke to Bill and Sue. The way they are on the videos are exactly the same. They are the two greatest people in the world. They are so nice. They are like my favorite people in the world. They really are. And, you know, they're in the Kings of War tournament. They're also in the Dead Zone tournament, which is going to – I mean, I'll feel a little bit bad when I have to play one of them. But afterwards, you know, a hug and maybe a Chicago pizza or something. But, yeah, the greatest couple you'll ever meet, and we're going to hook that up. No, that's a given, man.
Well, I'm excited for that because they – yeah, everything just seems like it's going to be – so much fun. Everything's just like the stars are aligning for this Adepticon. It's going to be a blast.
It really is. It's things are coming together in ways that I never, things are going. I don't know. When Rob said we're going, I said, okay, you know, we went 2 years ago. Are you sure you want to go? And since then, everything's just falling into place. It's getting better and better and better. And we still got a month to go, but
don't remind me.
Well, some might say it's going too well, so I expect either a blizzard to happen that weekend or something else just to mess with us. Because
everybody knock on wood, quick.
Yeah,
you know what? Bite your tongue, quick. I was looking at we've been having a here in New York. We've been having a slew of good weather. February weather like this is ridiculous. 50s and 60s.
Us too.
And on my phone, I have, you have the weather, and I had from 2 years ago when we went there, I had the Chicago weather just to check it, and it was like 48 degrees here, and I just happened to swipe it and see Chicago, and it was like 60 degrees in Chicago. I'm like, oh my God, the last few times we went, it was cold, man.
Yeah.
I remember we were walking, and, we got our swag bag, and Andrew was wearing the swag bag. You know, it was one of those string backpacks, and we just came from dinner and we were going into the convention hall and the wind hit us where we had to we looked like those old movies where it was coming against us and you have to fight it. And the wind hit the backpack and was pulling him back where I had to go back and grab him and drag him into the convention center. He was going to fly away. So it's, I guess the moniker of the Windy City is well earned.
Yeah, it was cold when we went too, so I just hope it's nice weather. But once again, I think we're closer this time, and we should be. Plus, there's that shuttle. We have a shuttle from our hotel that both Coach and Jack independently were like thinking that was the best thing ever.
There's a shuttle? Why didn't you say so?
They were like raving about the shuttle. I'm like, yeah, it's just a shuttle. It's only a 5-minute walk. Why would we bother waiting for the shuttle? No, the shuttle. I was like, okay.
Shuttle. I shan't walk. I shall wait for the shuttle.
The thing is, time is of the essence. And if we want to get back to the hotel in time for happy hour, we need to be there needs to be mobility. There needs to be lightning fast reaction times. And then to go and get our sandwiches, we can't just wander around willy-nilly. We have to go back to the place where we got our sandwiches last time. The shuttle will be crucial.
I think going back to the room for happy hour, the shuttle will not be as important as it will after happy hour going back to the convention hall. I think that's where the shuttle will come into – that's where it'll earn its mark right there.
That is true.
But that's good stumbling time.
But also it sounds like Tyler is a good fan of the morning drink too. So we might have to get a couple of – couple of drinks under our belts first thing around like 9 a.m. and then we'll see if the shuttle's necessary then too.
Well, I mean, I'm up for anything.
I'm a fan of the morning drink as long as it has Starbucks in it.
Oh,
okay. Well,
way to keep it family. Mr. Family of Gamers over here keeping it PG.
Well, I like to. I'm serious. I want to get my Starbucks in the morning. I'm not. There's no joke there, bro.
Yep. So that's going to be exciting. We're all excited.
Jack, who are you looking to meet other than Georgie?
Well, you know what? in a perfect world, I will be carrying Georgie around like I'll be the Luke Skywalker to his Yoda.
Yes.
That's in my mind, that's the perfect world. But other than that, 2 years ago, I met Trainaholic. I imposed myself on him. And actually, if you go on his YouTube, he does an Adepticon coverage of the Mantic Knight. And I'm talking to him in the video. I don't know who he is. It's just a guy with a camera. You can see I'm talking to his wife at one point. You get to see Rob knocked out of the game first round. You get to see a lot of...
That was
of,
by Andrew, really actually.
...important things. Oh, yeah, that is true. A little bit of... Is there some comeuppance coming? Rob, are you going to look for some revenge on that?
I was taking it easy because he's just a little kid, but now he's old enough to get his ass whooped. I think that's the... Oh. I'll show him how Asterians are actually played.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Got to get some smack talk in there.
Oh, before I forget, okay. Did anyone else sign up for the Enforcer jet bike race thing? Or do you have any idea of what that's all about? Because I have no idea, but I still signed up for it. It had
listen to our
title.
Next podcast with Pat. We go over it. And,
okay.
Yes, both me exclusive. And Jack are building jet bikes for it, so we'll be there.
Yes.
What? Okay. You guys are doing it?
Most likely. Yeah. If we have time, we'll jump in. As long as it's not filled up. We didn't pre-register for it, but we think we'll get into one heat at least. We'll be able to jump in.
Yeah. I don't know what the terminology is in baseball. I know there's something where if you're the batter, next up batter, I don't know.
You're on deck.
On deck. That is it.
Or in the bullpen if you're a pitcher.
Now you're not talking his language.
Yeah. I don't think we were talking his language once you mentioned baseball.
the bullpen. Or if you're filming an adult movie. That also is a term, I believe.
Oh.
Yes. If there's some time and if Pat says, hey, you're in, gives us the old Dead Zone. He's got a Dead Zone the podcast light that he'll flick on, and Rob and I will come running with our.
Oh, I thought we were going to rappel from the ceiling.
You know, with my back.
Yeah, no, your rappelling days are not done.
No, Rob, everything we do. Hey, let's go grab a bite to eat, and then we'll record. Sure. Okay, then we're rappelling from the ceiling. Okay. Hey, do you mind if we stop by the liquor store before we do play some games? Sure. And we're rappelling from the ceiling. It's getting old, quite frankly. I don't, my back is fine, Rob. I'm just going to air. Let's just get this in. My back's fine. I'm just tired of rappelling into places.
Can we jump through like one of those circles with the paper in them so we could jump through our own symbol?
See, you're mixing it up. That So if there is a giant entering a football stadium sized circle to burst through cheerleaders, then I'm up for that.
So okay. What you're going to need is a full marching band and pyrotechnics as you walk in. If not, I don't want to see it.
We've got a limited budget. It might not be a full marching band. If we could muster up a couple kazoos and maybe like. One of those things. And
maybe some sparklers.
Yeah.
Oh, sparklers. Yeah. Yeah.
So we're excited about repellent. That. I don't remember where this started. I don't even remember what we're talking about.
I don't know either. You let me wander.
I think we're talking about the jet bike race.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll do some jet bike racing.
You're right. We were talking about jet bike races.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, listen to the next podcast. Pat will be on there, and we'll be discussing. Yeah,
it'll be the one before this one in the feed because it'll be 65.5. And yep,
ooh.
Pat will be talking up all the events at Adepticon. You can learn all about them. It's too late to register for them pre-register, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of space left for most things. And so the day you get there, jump in, register for some stuff, and
we're gonna have fun. Is the Dead Zone tournament, it's filled up?
Not yet. Not when we spoke to him. It could be now.
Jack, but there's your opportunity, Jack.
That's our mission, is just to fill in spots.
Yes. Basically, we've offered to, if we need to even out some numbers, or if we need to fill in to make sure everyone's having a good time, Rob and I, very, very graciously, I think one could say, have offered to make sure that everything goes smoothly, that everyone has a good time. And if that means jumping in when need be, then we're on deck, as they say, in the baseball world.
Honestly, if you guys jump in and I got to play you, I'm going to play you on the protest.
Yeah. I will play one of you. Under protest.
The protest.
Well, it won't be me, so you'll be playing Jack under protest.
Okay.
Yeah. My Veerman will be...
You said the bad word.
We'll bleep it out. Is that a...
Yeah. I think some of the words we say, Georgie has to step in. Veerman might have to become one of them until they're fixed.
Can we like, make Veerman a curse on... The both podcasts, like it's
yep. Under protest until they get fixed, we'll just keep doing it.
Well, on the Dead Zone podcast, because the jury's still out on Warpath. I haven't actually played them, so I can't.
No.
I can't speak for them in Warpath or Firefight. So we can't believe them.
I've heard that they're like pretty average in Warpath. So no, it's a Dead Zone thing for sure. It's Veerman is the Dead Zone issue.
They're dead. That's it. They're dead. There's nothing we can do about it.
They're dead to us.
he's they're gone, and there's nothing we could have did about it. It's, you know, he's just gone. That's it.
Well, please, if you're a fan of any of our shows, come up to us, find us. I'm sure we'll have swag on. I know we're gonna have some sweatshirts and Dead Zone stuff to be wearing. So if you find us or go to Pat, Community Pat, at the Mantic booth, and he'll be able to point us out, most likely. And we hope to meet a lot of you. I know we're meeting up with some of our Patreon backers, and we're meeting up with some other fans. And it's good to set it up. We'll meet somewhere. If not at Mantic Night, we'll for sure meet a lot of everybody. So please, just come say hi. We're all friendly here, I think, except for Georgie.
Just come out. I mean, I know, like, Jack can be intimidating with all his talk and his crazy accent, but he's actually a nice guy. So you can come out and just talk to him. He's really just a big old teddy bear.
Yeah, it's the thousand yard stare, and they I'm a broken individual, quite frankly. Everyone there's something, and you can see it's palpable. You can almost taste it around me. Like it's disturbing, but really. I'm not the one you have to worry about. Rob is the one. He's got that fuzzy demeanor, but it's dark in there. There's a crawl space full of prostitute bones that you don't even want to know about.
Oh,
they're only prostitutes if you pay them.
That's right. Once they're dead, they're hookers, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're just ladies of the night, Jack. Be polite.
You know, it's typical of Rob, always finding that crazy loophole.
That's right. He's a rules lawyer for murdering women.
No,
it's all about the language. It's all about the language used.
Now I'm not going to get across the border when you try to go to DEFCON. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to be flagged.
Well, I'm sure all the Border Patrol guys listen to the podcasts, obviously, because everyone does, and they're gonna stop. For sure.
I've heard about you guys, NSA. They hear everything.
Yeah, they're going to be at the border with a picture of Sergeant Hallett. Excuse me, sir. Come with me. you resemble this man.
That's right. So but
you know what? Two years ago, I made one mistake that I'm going to rectify this time. 2 years ago, we were on a deadline for time. We didn't have the luxury of spending as much time as we wanted. Doing much of anything, and Rob can back me on this. A few times I said, when we were meeting someone, I said, okay, when we see you again, like right now we're rushing from point A to point B. The next time I see you, we're going to take some time. We're going to talk. Coach, was one of the people that, we were like, okay, after this, you know, Coach and E-Rock came up and we were talking, but very, very briefly. And there's some other people, that we were introduced to, but just didn't really get to gel. We have time this time, and I'm not going to be rushed. I'm going to spend some face time with the people, and I'm going to relax and enjoy, and it's going to be better. And that's the mistake I made. I'm not going to make it this year.
That's the one thing you have to do. It's unfortunate, because I know exactly what you're saying. Like, I met I ran into a bunch of people, and it's like, hey, listen, we want to get this game. We want to do this. We want to, yeah. Listen, I'm going to be back at 2:00. I'm going to be, if you don't do it right there, it's just, it's not going to happen because, yeah. and it's not like an insulting thing or rude thing. It's just, there's just so much to do there that your attention span, even if you're the most focused individual in the world, it doesn't matter. There's just so much to do. And if you've never been to it, if you're a mini war gamer and you like the plastic crack and the hobbying and all that stuff, it's just, you're on sensory overload where, you know, there's just so much to do. It's ridiculous. But, you know, hopefully we get an outing. Maybe we'll go out to dinner with a bunch of people. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, with that, I think we'll wrap it up and we'll just go around the horn. We'll ask everybody here, think about your answer. You have to state it in a question, but you have to, what's some final words you want to say about Adeptcon, everybody? So we'll start with Jack. Anything you want to say about Adeptcon to wrap this up?
Yes. I'm a single man, and if you're a woman or even can pass for one, please introduce yourself. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, well, I'll let everyone get the laughs out.
I'm leaving that in, Jack. That's staying in.
I'm excited. And I think it's shaping up now that we've, like we said before, things are getting, everything's falling into place. The fact that that Tyler's going to be there, Coach is going to be there, Andrew's going to be there, and Rob and I are going to be there, and already it's starting to be, it's going to be.
And Georgie.
And Georgie.
Jack, yes? I don't know what to do anymore. You forgot my name, and now I'm sad.
Again, thanks, Jack. Nice. You know what he is now, right, Jack? He's all piss-eyed now.
No. See, at no point did I mention a Mob East puppy, so there's no reason for any tears.
Jack, I don't know what to do anymore. You brought up the Mob East, and now I'm sad.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jack.
Again. Thanks, Jack. It wasn't me this time.
And you know what's the worst part? When we listen to the podcast, he waits for the shout out, and if the shout out don't come, it's not pleasant.
Oh. Well, and Georgie will be there, so yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Jack. And I appreciate that.
See, you're the Yoda to my Luke Skywalker.
Jack, remember, do or do not. There is no try.
So, Andrew, any final words for you? Are you looking forward to anything or hanging out with us? I know you have to put up with all of us.
Yeah, I can't wait to put up with all of you. It's going to be great.
And Tyler, anything?
I would say that I'm super excited for everything, but I think that's pretty apparent by the towers that we've been talking about Adepticon on the two podcasts. I don't have much more to say. I want to play Star Saga. I didn't give that a shout out yet. I want to play Star Saga. And other than that, I just can't wait to meet a bunch of people, hopefully get to play a bunch of games with a bunch of people, and I'm going to be one of those sensory overload people, so I am super pumped.
And Coach, any last words?
No, I'm not really looking forward to it, because I'm going to Adepticon on the protest, so. But yeah, no, I'm honestly, I'm really looking forward to just you know, the vendor hall and, you know, meeting all, I mean, I got a lot of friends that I see once a year, and this is it. It's like almost like a family reunion. And honestly, to be quite honest, I'm really looking forward to the Dead Zone tournament. It's you know, if you're a Dead Zone player like myself, and I like to be competitive, put up or shut up. You know, it's time to. I want to see what I'm. No, I don't mean that in any other way other than myself. Where I like to pride myself. I think I'm a pretty good Dead Zone player, and I'm willing. I want to put myself out there, and I want to put myself through the test. So if you're going to do it at the place where it's the Super Bowl of the Dead Zone. You know, I think this is the Super Bowl of Dead Zone, and I want to try to, you know, I mean, I did win it the first time, and now it's like I'd like to try to do that again, and I'm really looking forward to playing in the tournament. That's really, you know, that and then right after that, we go into Mantic Open Night. So it's just going to be crazy, and I'm looking forward, and honestly, I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you guys. I mean, you know, I don't want to get sappy, but, you know, you're my boys.
And that's the truth.
And that's the truth.
Well, you are the returning champion. You're the returning champion of the Dead Zone tournament. So you better bring your A game because someone else wants to get that little Blaine or the whatever plaque that they've got this year.
Actually, I was pretty happy that I wanted the Blaine, but when I got the plaque, I was happy to take that plaque home. That plaque is awesome. I look at it every day.
It's a dynamite look, and we were quite taken back. They did it right.
Mm.
And I'll give the last word to the main man, Georgie. Are you excited for Adepticon?
I'm very excited. I just have one thing to say. If you're a single Hulk out there and you're going to Adepticon, just don't be afraid to come up to me and say hi, and maybe we could get some Chicago pizza. No. And I will not pay for it.
just so you know.
I just thought I'd let you know ahead of time.
That is awesome. Well, on that, I'd like to thank our guest Tyler from Dreadpath Zone and Andrew, a.k.a. Coach Andrew, and Georgie from Family Gamer 777, all of you guys from the Third Sphere podcast. Go to that. It's on Podbean. Just search for the Third Sphere. And
iTunes.
iTunes, yep. Good old iTunes. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you all at Adepticon.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
What do I know? Hey, oh man, that was a good roll. Hey, Georgie, what are you watching? Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube. What kind of videos are on their channel? They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff. Oh, cool. I have to check them out. Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming. So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel? I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Welcome back to Coaching Friends, and today I'm joined with Roberto and Jeek.
And welcome back. That was a fantastic interview, followed by an even better ad. And what can I say? I've not heard such unfocused rambling in such a long time. If you're still here, I applaud you. Thank you. And really, evaluate your life. Anyways, Rob, what's next?
Well, if you do want to hear more of that rambling, you can go to the Third Sphere podcast. That's Tyler and Coach's podcast. You can listen to the episode 2. There's continuation or beginning of such ramblings on that. And yeah, we ruined their show too.
Well, yeah. You, if you want more of that, go right now. Don't even listen to the rest of this. Just scamper on over.
So, Wintergreen, what's next?
It is shout-outs time.
Yes, Wintergreen, that is correct. It is shout-outs time. And the shout-outs this week are special. You know why they're special?
Because I love them.
Oh, it's because this is our new shout-outs section. It's called the Nameless Top Hats and Monocles Club because it's people who backed our Patreon. People are actually backing this thing, Jack.
That's shocking, both in the fact that we had... did it as a joke, A, and B, that they're touching a small part of my body that has been often neglected, and that is my heart.
Oh, I was thinking somewhere else.
That's not neglected. No, I'm on that all the time.
Oh.
You're at my age. It's
well, you got to prevent, what is it, the prostate cancer. That's what you're doing. Anyways, back to the Nameless Top Hats and Monocle Club members. Our inaugural members here. These are the inaugural members of such club.
Yeah, those are the ones that the leading edge, the people who are boldly going, and they need to be rewarded.
Well, their only reward is membership itself. And our first inductee into the Top Hats and Monocles Club is Beetle. There you go, Beetle. You've been inducted.
Very nice. Yeah.
Would you like to name our next member?
I believe his parents already gave him a name, Rob. That'd be a little presumptuous of me just to start
naming people.
Maybe that's what we should do. We'll give them all nicknames.
I think a special thanks is good enough.
Okay.
And the second patron who very generously decided to help us out with our costs is a Mr. Glenn Oberhauser.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And the last one we'll add this week is Joe Katasak. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're going to have to start doing something for if more people start deciding that they're going to, we'll have to actually, we had no intentions of anyone ever actually backing us.
Well, we were hoping we get our really expensive, limit. And I think we're about 75% there to our goal. So
to our $8. Yes. But, anyways, we're going to have to, if this thing snowballs, we'll have to start doing something special for. For now, we'll just have to say a special thanks only to those three people.
Yeah.
Everyone else, just close your ears, just for a second. Close your goddamn ears. We're doing something here, okay? You three, thank you very much. This is a special thank you to you.
And if you three are interested in we might be doing like maybe some Google Hangouts or something, some private chats. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. If anybody cares. Is that incentive for anyone to become Patreon backers? Probably not. But we should have one. We should have an incentive that will like delete, I don't know, commercials from it or get rid of Wintergreen or something like that. That's got to be something to look forward to, right?
There's got to be something. Yes. Let us know. Let us know. Yeah. Anyways, everyone else, you can open your ears again.
So another shout out we're doing is to a person we shouted out last time. That's Nicodemus. Because he sent another picture to us. We were saying how we wanted to see more themed units. And I jokingly said, yeah, like Gears of War. And Jack made fun of me because there hasn't been a Gears of War game in forever, it seems. But Nicodemus did a Gears of War strike team. So he sent us a picture of it. And thank you. You're backing me up on my terribly dated references.
And look at that. Look at that. I never played Gears of War. I just remember the music from the commercial was inspiring, and I thought, you know what? I like that song, but a beefy bandana-wearing guy with a machine gun behind a wall just wasn't going to inspire me to play. But apparently it inspired Nicodemus to model a strike team.
Yep, they're cool looking. And I think that wraps it up for shoutouts this time. So let's move on to our next section. Which would be our stuff.
Ooh. Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
Jack, did you do anything for Our Stuff?
Honestly.
We blew your load last time, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been keeping me on the, you've been a taskmaster. There's been, nary a day gone by where I've been able to just, even, you know, feed my dog and brush my hair. Like you've been driving pretty hard. The Adepta prep, the workup training for Adepticon has gotten you in a lather, and by proxy gotten me a lot more busy. So hopefully after this whirlwind, I would like to be able to start painting, maybe even tomorrow.
Cool. Well, I did do some stuff, Jack, since you're lazy.
Oh, yes.
I did, Blaine on a jet bike. I decided to make him as a hot rodder with some flame effects on his leading edges and a big skull on his hood, because I think that's the way that Blaine rolls. He seems that kind of guy to me.
Yeah.
And I also did Blaine, the Warpath version of Blaine. We're just talking about the Star Saga one. I did the Warpath where he's in powered armor, not as garish as the Star Saga one, but still pretty garish, and he's huge. He is like, well, he's Peacekeeper size, so I did him. And I also did my Asterians, the marionettes we got from Warpath. There is a drone, which I magnetized, so it'd be three different heads. There's like no rules for any of these in Dead Zone yet, but we hope to get them soon, because one of the drones has two guns on it, and that's pretty cool. The other one looks like a head of a mech, and the other head is like a little shield generator. So I did those. And I did the marionettes, and I did them in our copper silvery style so that they match the rest of our army. So now if we need marionettes in our army, we have a bunch of marionettes to use.
I like the marionettes. I like the models. I like the way you painted them. Obviously, they're fitting with the way we decided to go. But that aside, I like the way you painted them. And I like the object source lighting you did on the lenses for the eyes. The really, really good job. I think I'll be seeing them on the table quite soon.
We should see. We got to play some marionettes. I don't think we've played marionettes. Oh, you played them once, didn't you? Do we play marionettes yet?
Sure.
Maybe not, because we didn't have them. I think
play
we never...
testing. I think I remember I had thrown a couple into a... When we were doing, like, even before the beta, I think. When they were just a... They might have just been a gleam in the... I don't know. Yeah, but I think we have.
Well, we'll have to test them out the real versions now. Add them to an army. Maybe I'll bring them to Adepticon. Speaking of Adepticon, that is coming up very soon. Very, very soon. So please do search us out. We'll be wearing our swag. We've discussed this at no ends on the interviews, but please do find us. Say hi. We'd like to hear from, especially Jack wants to hear from our fans.
Yes. Rob would like a respectable half wave from a distance.
That's a little head nod. Maybe
yes. If you want to just like, you know, while you're ashing a cigarette, kind of give like a, hey, wink. That's good for him. Me, I'm looking for a full body hug.
Yes. and somehow yet you're going to avoid con crud. I don't know if that's possible.
I might have to lather myself up with like a disinfectant.
We may have discussed that in our last episode.
Oh.
With Pat.
Oh.
But,
yeah. Well, maybe I'll just coat myself in a nice powder layer of lye.
That works. I heard that's good for you. So please, if you do say hi, make sure you're wearing a Dead Zone the Podcast t-shirt, which you can get at cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast. You don't have to be wearing one, but it would be appreciated. Or you can even help us out on Patreon. You can go to our Patreon. You go to the site and type in Dead Zone the Podcast. Well, you could find us there. And we are just looking for pennies. Well, I think the minimum bid is $1, but, you know, kick us a dollar. Don't you love us? Jack needs sandwiches, damn it.
Just month after month, the server costs, it's like a crushing, ever-present specter that's just, it's gotta be one of the biggest, stresses in Rob's life. And to be able to just back that off, to like dial it from 11 down to like a 8 or 9, it's worth it. You're doing a good job if you just throw a couple shekels.
Mostly, we just want you to go read the page because we put a lot of work into that.
Oh yeah, that was literally 5 minutes of us just bullshitting. I mean, no, we thought about that. It was
drunken rambling, but even so, please. Come back next time for Dead Zone the Podcast 67. It'll be our Adepticon wrap up because it'll be the April episode and we'll be back and it'll be fun times. We could talk about all the great stuff that happened and that we weren't bamboozled by a 3-card Monty dealer in downtown Chicago as we tried to make our way to Schaumburg.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But let's not pretend that there's not going to be coverage, sporadic bits, little tasty treats that come on the spot while we're there. You'll be keep your ear close to the ground because
keep an eye on our YouTube channel, probably on Family Gamer 777 will show up. Mantic's going to be doing a lot of live stuff on their channel, so I'm sure we'll show up there.
My Snapchat,
we'll be everywhere. Jack's Snapchat.
Yeah, it's going to be
it's getting hot.
Yeah.
Dead Zone After Dark.
Yeah. If I hadn't been banned from Instagram for photos,
dick pics,
they wish. Anyways, without taking up too much more of your time, I've been Jack.
I am still Rob.
Adieu.
This has been Dead Zone the Podcast. Come back next time. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
You are.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Thank you for listening to Dead Zone the Podcast. And now a word from Captain Courage on Vinland Old Time Radio.
That's some fine writing on Vinland Old Time Radio. Counting the funnies on all my fingers.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.